Ken Burns and Lynn Novick have produced a new documentary, The Vietnam War, for PBS. It's an 18-hour film that will premiere tonight on KVCR TV 24 at 8 o'clock. KVCR's Lillian Vasquez has produced a local series for 91.9 KVCR called The Soundtrack of the Vietnam War. Lillian is going to talk with veterans from our Inland Empire region every Thursday morning, beginning this morning.
The film features new and original music, of which some is performed by cellist Yo-Yo Ma. The series also features more than 120 popular songs that define the era, including tracks from The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, Simon & Garfunkel, Janis Joplin, and so many more. Locally, veterans share stories and songs that reflect their time during the Vietnam War. Charles Jones grew up in Los Angeles until his family moved to Ontario in 1964. He attended Chaffee High School, where he studied drafting. He graduated in 69 and went on to Chaffee College and took classes in architecture and civil engineering.
69 was a bad year, and for some reason I just went down to the local recruiter in Ontario and decided to join the Marine Corps. I had enlisted before my 18th birthday.
When I asked Charles to participate in the project and share his time, thoughts, and feelings about the music of the Vietnam War era, he agreed. He had previously seen Ken Burns' Civil War on PBS and felt music was a part of that series as well.
I remember watching Ken Burns' series on the Civil War. There was one episode in particular where there was a clarinet or something that was playing, and on both sides, Confederates and the Union soldiers were just listening to the music. And I thought it was an eerily sad kind of environment that was created. It made a direct connection for me.
I asked Charles if he would watch the new film by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. I wondered if he would have expectations, anticipation, or reluctancy to watch.
I do expect a lot. What I thought was incredible about what Ken Burns brought to us about the Civil War was the information that we don't think about as much as, us Americans. Vietnam was a time you could see that the nation was struggling within itself. The Vietnam War affected so many Americans. And for me, what I expect is I was young. I didn't know the world around me, what was going on and so forth. And I just followed. I thought I was doing my civic duty. I was serving my country. But what I'm expecting from Ken Burns' Vietnam is a more understanding of what was going on, some details, where I was at the time. I'm always trying to place myself where I was. When I see the Vietnam Memorial, I look for it, and I look, where would my place be in there? And I'm right in the center, and I could count. You can see the guys that had died before me and the same amount afterwards. And it was it's another struggle for me to see why. How did I survive? Because most of the guys at the time, and you'll see them now, you see the young guys, I was only 19.
While in the Marine Corps, Charles didn't serve in the country of Vietnam. His job title was illustrator. His talents and service was provided here in Southern California. He was stationed in Tustin. I asked him how he felt about not going to Vietnam, if he had regrets about serving his time here in California.
Oh, that's too hard to answer. There's so much. I don't have a connection with my classmates or anybody that was in the service, because it's so much of the combat experiences would bring the guys together. Unfortunately, where I was, there was no camaraderie because nobody was really working for each other. Nobody had a pride of service or anything. And again, our country didn't appreciate us back then. So nobody really that I knew of after my Marine Corps career associated with the military life. But I love my Marine Corps. I wish I had made it a career. I would have liked to see. I was successful in boot camp. I did things I never thought I could do. For me, it was a worthwhile experience. But I can't. It's hard to deal with the loss of my brother. So that Vietnam War tore up more than just the individual that was there. Families are the worst victims.
Following his time in the military, Charles Jones went on to build a career as a civil engineer. He worked for the city of Claremont and then 22 years for the city of Ontario. He served in the military from 1969 to 1971. The soundtrack of the Vietnam War is a KVCR series, and you can hear this story again at our website at kvcrnews.org. The Vietnam War documentary can be seen tonight on KVCR TV at 8 p.m. For KVCR News, I'm Lillian Vasquez.
Why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent.
Listen next week at the same time, 6:45, to hear another story from a veteran in our region as they share the soundtrack of the Vietnam War. And watch tonight KVCR TV 24 at 8 o'clock. Ken Burns' multi-series documentary, The Vietnam War, premieres on KVCR TV 24 at 8 tonight.